You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
Are you ready?
Yes!
Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Soul.
Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Brought to you by the Ribeye Pittsburgh Medium Rare Kessler Prime in the Renaissance. Pair it with a Long Branch Bourbon, Big Rocker Long Branch Bourbon Old Fashioned. Blake Mania and I were there last night. I did not make Blake. He was getting a little weird. We all had our own steaks last night. I did not go with a steak board or a, I don't even know if charcuterie is the right word for what we have done at steakhouses before. But we did not like order several cuts, have them cut them up in the back. Thank you, Ricky. And serve them so that you could try a little bit of whatever, filet, ribeye, New York strip. We all ordered the same steak.
Ironically.
Which was ribeye, ribeye, ribeye. And it was delicious. And so that went well. And we had a great meal. Shout out to Pete Lavin, general manager of the M Braves, the Mississippi Braves. Looking forward to that partnership again this year, April, May, June, July, August, and a little bit of September, the M Braves. You remember they did that big Bloody Mary Day? That was incredible. They also came up with some other really cool themes, and they're very, very innovative with this new leadership group, and I like it. But, Blake, we had the bacon.
Yep. We had the crab claws, which are always so good. I could eat 10 of those appetizers of crab claws, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know how you sit down to a crawfish boil? I could sit down to it, like, if that was feasible, a crab leg boil or
crab claw.
I like them fried. Yeah, crab claw, excuse me. I like them fried, but yeah, I could eat 10 of those.
I can go either way. I can go fried and marinated. I love both.
Yeah, I do like both. I like fried better, but I like both. But they were delicious. And that ribeye seared deliciously.
Man,
it's good. Yeah.
KesslerPrime.com.
I was proud. Pete, I was when you were talking to our waitress, I was talking to Pete, and he was talking. You just had said, I won't make you share whatever. And I turned to Pete. I was like, yeah. It's like, we had this whole show about the sharing steak. He was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I'm not a big share guy either. I was like, thanks, Pete.
Can I tell you somebody that I have shared steak with?
Who?
Scott Kessler.
Well, yeah.
So we were in Louisville, Kentucky, picking out a Four Roses private barrel selection. Now, obviously, we're with Russell's Reserve in Long Branch. But we were in Louisville, Kentucky, because we were going outside of the Four Roses distillery outside of Louisville. You've obviously been to the one outside of Lexington, too. I've been to both, but that's where you go do the barrel pick.
Yeah.
But the night before, we went to Jeff Ruby's.
Ooh. And you split a steak?
And Scott was doing some R&D. And, well, we didn't split a steak. Well, yeah, we did. We ordered a bunch. Scott ordered a bunch of Wagyu, me and Nathan McCarty.
Nice.
And that was, I think, the driving force to why you have Wagyu on the Kessler menu now. Because Scott was like, hey, I'm going to do some R&D here, and I'm going to take care of this, and we're going to see how good this Wagyu. And it was excellent at Jeff Ruby's.
I'm not sure.
There's a handful of them. Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a chain that can carry the day, so to speak, which is very difficult. But to credit to them. And I just wanted to let you know that was 2018. It popped up on my
memories.
That's what it was, because I posted it on whiskey61.com. I had taken a picture of the Wagyu. I think that was the first time. It was 2018. I think that was the first time I ever had Wagyu.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. It's the first time that I remember having it, and it was like really good. There's a lot of fake Wagyu. It's like fake Cuban cigars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that out there, but this was the real deal at Jeff Ruby's.
There you go.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, our steak last night.
Anyway, we did a steak
delicious.
Board, but then we all ordered steaks after that because you don't eat a lot of Wagyu because it is super, super, super rich.
Yeah, correct.
It can get you in your tummy.
I couldn't do a full
dilemma that you don't want.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Speaking of tummies in a dilemma.
Okay, let's do that. Dan Snyder, the current owner of the Washington football team, has his chateau for sale for $50 million on the Potomac River. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be the owner of the Washington Commanders. It doesn't feel like a long time, but it's a 30,000 square foot, 15 acres, Potomac River chateau. It's got a nightclub in it, among many other things. And it is for sale. If any of y'all are looking to have a place in D.C. and maybe start a lobbying firm or get some of the amazing government money that's going through Washington, D.C., you may want to set up with that kind of crib and that kind of chateau on the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. This is Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Commanders. This is what Fred Smoot had to say when he went to one of the Dan Snyder Christmas parties.
Well, because the team owns a lot of the shows.
Oh, okay.
All right, the teams own a lot of the shows, especially a lot of TV shows, especially when it comes to Comcast and all that type stuff. Okay. So this literally through the team. But I don't let them off the hook just because I'm part of the team. If I want to rip them, they know I'm going to rip them.
Has
I don't
Dan
care.
Snyder ever said stop ripping us?
No, because Dan know I'm going to rip them. Okay. Like, Dan let me be me. Like, that's why Dan always loved me, because he was just Dan to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about you being a billionaire. All right? You just Dan. And me talking to him like that, that's why I'm one of the few people that he would literally talk to anytime.
And you've hung out with him socially.
I'd have hung out with Dan so many times. And then I had to come to tell that Dan the truth one day. I like, Dan, you remember the first time? Because Dan loves to throw, like, team parties for Christmas and stuff.
Right.
He'll invite the team to his house. Billionaire's house is very large. And I told Dad, I like, you remember the first time you threw that Christmas party in 01? He like, yeah, we had a great time. I totally wasted, just enjoyed ourselves.
Right.
And I said, Dad, my stomach got upset that day. And I went in your bathroom and had to really, I had to really show a billionaire's bathroom how millionaires get down.
There you go. Fred Smoot letting us know about his digestive system at a party thrown by Dan Snyder.
So if you want to buy a house that Fred Smoot has used the bathroom in, it's only $49
million. $49 million for Dan Snyder's chateau.
It's a 12-car garage, 30,000 square feet, 9-bedroom, 13.5 bath. It was built...
Because if it was 12 baths, you just would have had to have said
that's
no.
Poverty.
Yeah.
Only poor people have less than 12 bathrooms right. in their house. It was built out of French limestone. So they imported French limestone to the Potomac River in D.C.
Do you think that's expensive?
Maryland. Yeah, probably not. I bet flying heavy limestone over from France is very inexpensive.
Right.
How many flights do you have to make to fly enough limestone to build a mansion?
Or did they just put it on a big cargo ship?
Yeah, that's probably true. You probably have to ship it over. That's probably accurate.
I think it went by boat.
It has a club, a nightclub, a wine cellar, an infinity pool. As you mentioned, 12-car garage. He bought this chateau the year after he bought the Commanders. Now, as he's selling the Commanders, he's looking to sell the chateau.
And they will go for a record. Just like every time these teams go up, the Broncos, but the Washington Commanders, can you imagine?
You can't. Don't say that.
I can't say that. But Green Okra on the AgUp.com text line is funny. Had lunch with Todd Sandridge yesterday, Superior Foundation. With all the rain, some of you are in a bind as far as your foundation. Superior. Superior.ms, Superior Foundation for all your foundation challenges and needs and repairs. Powered by Superior.ms, Mike Dettillier at 8:30. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Blake, you getting ready for some big Valentine's Day plans?
Shenanigans?
That's next Tuesday.
That's correct.
So we'll be doing, we'll be on the air throughout Valentine's. And
should I do a live Valentine's show that night? Is that what you're saying?
That'd be cool. How many people are going to break up between now and Valentine's just because of you have to, I guess, do a lot? Maybe if you're in that, depending on your age and kind of where you are in the phase, realm of dating.
If you dated through Christmas, breaking up because of Valentine's Day feels like a little anticlimactic. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, Valentine's Day will nowhere near cost what Christmas will cost you in a relationship.
Okay.
So if you didn't, they say you break up before Christmas and then you get back together after Valentine's Day. So that way you don't have to deal with that, right? But I think in all seriousness, if you're thinking about breaking up because of Valentine's Day, you probably have other problems.
All right, let's speak into that. Top 10 excuses here we've used to cancel a date people use.
Oh. Are you a date canceler? You're an event getter outer of her.
Emma?
I think so. I think you find your way to avoid having to do too many public things.
I think you're probably right. I think I did a lot of that early.
Yeah. I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying now.
I still do some things.
Yeah.
But
strategic.
Yeah.
So
I like to be top, as efficient with my time as possible.
This is top 10 ways that people get out of dates.
10 most common excuses that are used.
Is it specifically from the male or female side, or is it just anybody?
Anybody.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go with some form of family emergency has to be up at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number one, do you want number one, or do you want to go with where family emergency?
Where is family emergency?
A family member is sick.
Okay,
that is number two.
Okay, see that makes sense to
me. Yeah.
So that's not number one.
Right.
It's number one. Would I be shocked by what number one is?
No. Okay. Not at all.
Is it work related?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Give me number one.
I'm not feeling good.
Just sick.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a very, because how do you prove it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, none of this has ever have to be provable anyway, but
right.
But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You could just be like, oh, I just don't feel
it. I mean,
good.
There, as we know, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dates canceled every week.
How many married nights I don't feel good?
Right.
Okay. Even if you're not dating.
So, I'm not feeling good as one.
Number one is I'm not feeling good. Number two is someone I know is not feeling good.
I'm feeling number sick.
Okay. Number three. Where would I go after number three?
You know where to go.
Okay, tell me.
I've got a work emergency.
A work. Oh, I said work. Okay, yeah. So that was number three. So I guess two and three. I had those two, right? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four is funny to me.
I have to wash my hair.
I have a headache.
That goes back to the married couple
it
thing.
It does.
I have a headache and number one feel like they go together. Like I'm not feeling well.
Now, number seven, you may be you've got to be careful.
Okay, so that was number four was I have a headache. What was number five?
I forgot there's something important I have to do.
Vague.
Probably what, like get on Instagram?
Yeah.
Post something. Okay. Number six is I realize I'm not ready for a relationship.
That's just honest.
Right.
I can't even, that's not an excuse.
That's Sean Payton to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I can't,
That's Nick Saban to that recruit last week. I'm not ready for a relationship at $500,000 to $800,000.
The Gator Collective to Jaden Rashada.
Right. Right.
We're not ready for this.
I'm not ready for this. Seven is, I think you got to be careful here. My car broke down. Well, what if I'll come get you?
Well, that would be my initial, as a male in a Southern society where I was raised to be helpful in general, my initial response, if you tell me that you're stranded somewhere, is let me come help you. So I'm with you. That creates further problems. That's a bad excuse. That's a Jimbo Fisher level excuse.
Daniel here on the agup.com text line. This is unbelievable. I have a friend that for 2 years straight, he broke up with his girlfriend at the end of November and got back together in March. He tried it again this year, but he is afraid she has figured out his scheme.
That is a bold
couple
strategy.
Thing. That tells me he didn't want to do all the family stuff over the holidays and spend the money.
Correct.
I think it's a combo.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it depends on how big a family she has, how many times you have to get together over the holidays.
How tight they are.
Some
all that
of it
stuff,
is, you know, boom, boom, you're good, you're out. Some of it is, oh, we have to do something four times over the holidays. I'm just
100%
thinking
out loud. No, I'm with you.
That there's some others here.
What a bold statement to say. I think that I'm so worthwhile that I'll be able to break up with someone at the end of November and come back in March and they'll just be there waiting, ready to go.
Mm.
That is seriously, like, I don't know if I'm impressed or
I'm impressed.
Disgusted as well.
It doesn't have anything to do with me, so I'm not sure I'm disgusted.
That guy thinks a lot of himself.
Or maybe he's one of the smartest people in the room.
Except she figured him out.
Maybe. So I hope Daniel will keep us informed on this. I'd like to know, you know, how this plays out. Mike Dettillier will join us at 8:30. We'll do hardcore sports for 24 minutes with Mike Dettillier. Chris Jans at 9:30.
I'm just thinking of Daniel's friend and what Fred Smoot would say about him.
Salt kills snails, not players.
Well, that's true.
Salt don't kill no player. This guy's over here playing, man. Do you think here's the real question. Do you think he picked up a holiday girlfriend? Like a side piece? Or did he just stay committed to her but just didn't want to do Christmas?
You know, that maybe he hunts a lot.
He was hunting something.
Well, I don't know that. Maybe he took some time off. And then he tries to start to reconnect right about now.
Yeah, something tells me that's not the case. But I like your optimism and pure nature.
Okay.
So you said number 7 is break down a car on excuses.
My car broke down.
Yeah, okay. 8, 9, 10 real quick.
I have a deadline at work. 8.
Okay.
Number 9, a friend or a family member showed up unannounced.
Okay.
Number 10, I got stuck in traffic.
Yeah, that's a week.
That would work
too.
Maybe like in New York, Atlanta, yeah. Chicago, yeah. LA.
Have you ever used any of these? So obviously you're married and you've been married for a while.
Right.
I don't know. You may have been dating. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But when you were dating, did you ever use any of these excuses, or did anyone ever use them on you? Because we've all been stood up. I don't care who
sure,
you are.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Yes, I have used some of these in a roundabout way when I was actually dating in those years where you have a vehicle, you can do what you want in life.
Yep.
But
your dating life and my dating life are so different in that I've had to date through technology. And
that's
you
true. I
didn't
did not.
Date. So anyone
I
that
did not
you were
have
going,
a cell phone.
Anyone you were going to go on a date with, pretty much you had to have already met. Maybe a friend was going to set you up with a friend, you know.
Sure.
You had a
that
friend.
That happened all the time.
But for the most part, you would have at least met them through some event or seen them at a party or something like that. Nowadays, people go on dates with people they've never met before.
People had cell phones, and then obviously a lot of... I did not have one when I was dating and single.
Yeah. But even cell phones weren't the same.
I had to see you somewhere, or we used a landline.
Yeah.
And actually a... Yeah. Voicemail recorded machine.
Now these excuses, now people just go out with people they've never met before.
Yeah.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah,
of dating.
That still happened in college.
Yeah,
I mean, you meet people at the bars and Greek parties and apartment parties, and I mean that was
Then you plan a date.
Common.
Now people plan a date through Tinder.
Yeah,
is my point.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans, coming up next. We'll talk NFL. I don't know if we'll land on some LSU, but definitely NFL.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mike Dettillier will join us here in a minute on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Almost said Patron Tequila. This is the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by SoundComAV.com. Sound and communications for your top quality audiovisual, leading edge audiovisual for churches and businesses and sports facilities. SoundCom AV.com, Sound and Communications. We welcome in our friend Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans, NFL LSU Insider Saints, and so on. And Mike D, so many times when teams march to the Super Bowl, their quarterback has to have some kind of big moment on the way. And there's nothing wrong with this, but Jalen Hurts hasn't had to. They pulled the Giants. He didn't need to do any kind of, you know, heroics in the fourth quarter. San Francisco comes in with the third string QB. They knocked him out early, and Philly did what they needed to do. Now, Patrick Mahomes has had those big stage, big moments. I mean, kudos to Hurts that they're there. What do you think, considering he hasn't really had to struggle yet in his career in the playoffs, but they're in the Super Bowl? How do you handicap that going into this game, Mike D?
To me, that's irrelevant. Because there's a different journey to get to the Super Bowl each and every year, or through the playoffs. And sometimes it's just who you're playing, and you don't have to have that. But you're right that in most cases you see that with a team. But I've never kind of put that as something I watch for because sometimes it's a defense that'll carry you or the running game carries you. The one thing come playoff time to always keep in mind is playing great defense in a running game carries during playoff time.
Yes.
That part is always there. Despite all the talk we make about throwing the football and the pitch and catch part of it, if you can play great run defense and you can run the football, you're going to win a ton of games. And that carries a long way, the physicality of the game. And you see that with the Eagles. Their ability to run the football when they need to and have to, their offensive line is the best in pro football when it's healthy, no question about it. And when you look at how they can get after the quarterback, they had 70 sacks this year, 15 more than any other team in the NFL. And their ability to clog things up inside against the run. So Jalen hasn't had that moment. I think come Sunday he'll have to because of who he's playing. And you got a lot of young kids in the secondary for the Chiefs. You can't say they're rookies, not this far into the first season, because they played a lot of football. But, you know, they still young back there, and you're gonna have some mistakes. And when you got an A.J. Brown and a Dallas Goedert and a Devontae Smith, you got to take full advantage of it. You got to go after them. I didn't think Burrow had his best game, certainly, against Kansas City. A lot of that had to do with pressure, immense pressure coming after him. And when you down three starters along the offensive line, you're not going to match up well against anyone. But I thought the most dominant player on the field was Chris Jones. Chris
no
looked
doubt.
Like he was more in the backfield than any of the Bengals running backs. I mean, he was back there with Joe virtually every play. And it didn't matter where they put him, at defensive tackle and defensive end. What's interesting is when you kind of study the career of Frank Clark, who they got from Seattle, Clark's been what I would say is a good NFL player throughout the regular season. Where he's been great, postseason, and he has really excelled again this year. They had some real difficulties with Jones and Clark blocking either one of them, and I think that's going to be a little different situation this coming Sunday because of who they're up against. That offensive line, that's not the Bengals they're playing. So I thought that was a big reason why Joe did not seem he missed on a couple of throws, but when you got people bearing down on you on every play, it's difficult sometimes. But, Bo, you think about it. Didn't that game basically go into overtime because the punter, instead of either punting the ball directionally toward the sideline,
mm-hmm.
or hanging one up in the air and letting his team get under it, he punts one straight to the punter. The punter punts one straight to the return man, and he takes off downfield with it.
Yeah.
And then you get a 15-yard penalty, not being smart. And I thought Osai had a really good game. Just for whatever reason, he sort of lost it. It's an aggressive game. You going after the quarterback. I get it, but you got to be smart there the way they protect the quarterback today. It came down to two plays. A punt. Now, I can't believe that's really, really wanted to do with the punt, because you don't hang one that, you know, that Moore can bring that thing back. And secondly, you got to pull up. You have to be able to pull up at the sidelines today with a quarterback. You might not like it, but that's just the way they call a game today. That game was basically going to go into overtime. There's no way that kicker is hitting a 55-yard field goal.
Right.
Not in those conditions. He barely made the one he made. So, again, I think the Eagles' offensive defensive line are a different breed than what you played against Cincinnati. Really, I mean, Cincinnati's defensive line's okay, but they no match for what the Eagles have up front. And their offensive line, they're not even in the same zip code as what the Eagles' offensive line is. So it's a little different game plan on how you're going to attack them. It should be interesting, because for me it would be an easy pick. When you that much better offensive defensive line, I would go with the Eagles in a heartbeat. And I still am. But they do have Mahomes on the other side.
All right, speaking of, he doesn't have the supporting cast that he's had. He still has Kelce and some other pieces, but Tyreek is gone, Tyreek Hill and so on. So he doesn't have the supporting cast he has had, although he's still magnificent. How does that factor in for you on Sunday, Mike?
Well, the thing that would keep me up at night if I am the Eagles would be, how do I match up against Kelce? Because that, to me, would because I think I can play a lot of man and occasionally maybe swing somebody over outside. But how do I match up against Kelce? Because he's like another receiver. He plays tight end, but he's a big receiver. Who do I have to match up against him? Warner Johnson. And listen, CeeDee Deuce is a good player, but he can't match up against Kelce, play in, play out. He's not that good of a cover guy. You're going to have to bracket him. You're going to have to be able to bracket him. And so that would be the one area that would give me great concern, because I think their corners are really good, Bradbury and Big Play Slay. Ah, man, those guys can match up well.
He's my guy.
Come on. They better than what the Bengals have at corner. And so, but it's also, too, about pressure. And how do I do that to go after Mahomes? One of the things I would do is slip that tape on how the Bucks played them on Super Bowl Sunday. That was about as confused as I've seen Mahomes during his career. And a lot of it had to do with they kept the big man. I thought Vita Vey played a big game part in that, because he stayed inside and he forced Mahomes to run east and west. He didn't give him that lane to take off running with the football. And when you have a defense that can put that much pressure on a quarterback, it drives you nuts. Because even as talented as he is to get to the outside, man, they blow up your launch pad.
Mike D'Antilier.
They completely blew it up.
Absolutely. Mike D'Antilier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. It's going to be an exciting Super Bowl. We have Mississippi players all over the field or with Mississippi ties. So that's that's super exciting. Mike, I want to switch gears and ask you, you know, it's hard to really decide how much some of these players are worth in the world of college football. Jaden Rashada, the quarterback that was committed to Miami for a big deal, $9.5 million, Florida for almost $14 million, now at Arizona State. If you followed that story, as you follow it, what are your thoughts on, because he's a good player, Mike, but he's not Arch. He's not Malachi Nelson. I mean, he's not some of these other guys that, and still that's a position where it's a crapshoot. A lot of three-star players become amazing college football players at that position. And the high fours and fives don't always pan out because of what that position entails, as you know. What did you make of that story and the fact that why was it him that was offered that much when there were guys that were even more highly rated around him?
Yeah, that's a good question. Again, you paying for potential. None of them have done it. It's different than, say, a name, image, likeness situation for Caleb Williams or Jalen Hurts. You had saw that. You knew what you were getting in that point. High school players are difficult, but they want their money too. And my thing about it is, listen, I got nothing against somebody getting paid. Absolutely zero. If somebody's willing to pay you that on a name, image, likeness situation, hey, that's their choice, not yours. But it is an odd story because you wouldn't consider that he's the guy that's going to make that. But you got a couple people out there bidding on you, and the money got pretty hefty. So you're right about the development, and I look at it this way. I think a lot of times at the most critical position on the field, is either you got one or you looking for one. Okay? That's bottom line. When you think about the SEC in 2023, tell me who's going to be the quarterback at Alabama and Georgia this year.
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Okay. You think LSU's got Jaden Daniels, and you know that part.
Right.
You look at the talent accumulated at Ole Miss at quarterback. I'd be shocked if anybody started other than Sanders. You just look at his resume. But, you know, you brought in Walker Howard. You still have Jackson Dart. Man, all of that all sort of factors into it. So there's a lot of different things here coming into play. But I think for a lot of college programs, they saw what Joe Burrow did at LSU to change, I can't say it's overnight, but within a year, you know, Joe was a starter, and they were a 10-win team his first year at LSU, and then they come back and they win the national championship. What did Caleb Williams do for USC? Basically, overnight, he changed that team from a decent team in the Pac-12 to a really good team in the Pac-12 because of him. It wasn't because their running game or defense. It was him. He tilted the field. So you're going to have these extraordinary amount of money being thrown around for potential guys. And that's all that is, potential. Haven't done it. But I think we're just scratching the surface of this, Bo. This is going to continue to happen, where you're going to see these huge deals for players you wouldn't consider star-like players.
Yeah.
You banking on potential.
Well, Mike D'Antilier on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Mike, you know all about Sean Payton and Drew Brees and their relationship. And the fact that Brees was able to handle Sean and the intense the intensity that he brings every day and the intense pressure that he brings to the quarterback room. Sean, you know, they asked Sean about Russell Wilson's life coach. I don't know if you saw that this week. And no, Sean just shut that down and said that basically, I don't know anything about that, but it'll just be our players and coaches in the building. As someone who knows Sean and knows how Brees was able to handle Sean, what was your reaction when you saw that, Mike D?
It didn't surprise me. I think Sean has put the Broncos on notice. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's me. And y'all boys better get used to it. It's not going to be easy. And his style of coaching is not for everybody. That first year here, out of a 53-man roster, he had 28 new players. he ran off a lot of them that he wasn't going to put up with it. You going to do it his way, or you're not going to be here? You can't say that about Wilson because he's boxed in because of the contract. And there are probably maybe three, four, five others that are the same way. But Sean's not going to put up with a lot of things. That's always been the way he is. He's not going to put up with it. He will try different ways to motivate you, to get you to play at the level he wants. But man, that middle tier and bottom tier of the roster, they'll be squeezing cold by the end of the season. I'll guarantee you that. That first year here, and I always thought 2006 was his best coaching job. You know, I just think about everything that had happened. This team was just getting back to the city after Katrina. There was still a lot of rebuilding to be done around the city. And he didn't want any distractions. It was all football. Zach Street tells me the story that in training camp, and we didn't necessarily notice it because of the way the camp went, that Drew couldn't throw the football more than 20 to 22 yards downfield. He was just coming off of shoulder surgery. And he said it finally clicked in. I think he said it was like the second to last preseason game where he could put a little bit more oomph under the ball. You got all this changeover on the roster, everything. And Sean brought that team to the NFC Championship game, one game away from Super Bowl Sunday.
Man.
And it was remarkable. To watch how he willed that team to get to that point. And they overachieved that year. They really did. But, man, he's going to be very demanding.
You think Russell can handle it, Mike? I mean, Russell's so many years into the league.
I think he can.
You do?
I think he can handle it. I really
do. Okay. I mean, Sean brings a Cat 5 hurricane of intensity to everything, but especially that position. Russ has been in the league about, I don't know, I'm just guessing about 12 years or so. So he's kind of knows what he likes and so on. This is going to be a disruption, but you feel like he can handle it, right?
Yeah, I think the one thing with Sean, he always had a good relationship with Drew. Drew's a strong-willed guy, too, now. Believe me, he doesn't come off that way, but he is a really strong-willed guy about certain things. And so there's going to be a little bit of, I don't want to use the word friction, but there's always going to be a little bit of, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And he tells a story. Every Friday he would sit down with Drew. And his deal was, tell me what you like and what you don't. He was always compromising because he'd come up with that game plan and he'd give it to Drew. A lot of times Drew didn't like some of the stuff. So he got to that point And I've heard the story from Zach. Pete Carmichael sort of has alluded to it also, that, you know, they would sit down and talk about what works and what doesn't. And so Sean was always openly working to try to make it best for the quarterback. And I think he'll do that with Russell.
Okay.
Where he'll work with him on that. And I think they'll have a good relationship there. And there may be some times where they don't think the same thing. Because, come on, no two people think the same thing. I mean, that's impossible. But Sean's always sort of a compromise guy. If you don't think this is right, well, let's not do it. And he was great with him, and Drew really got along well. And I sort of wondered about that when they hired him, because I knew Strong Will Drew, and I knew enough about Sean, even though I didn't know a lot about him. I knew enough about him that he came in with that same attitude, how that would work. It worked flawlessly here in New Orleans. They really did kind of think alike, work alike. They had the same intensity on game day. And so I think that it'll work between him and Russell. Now, again, Russell's a different personality than Drew. And he does things on the field a little bit differently than Drew does. But Sean will put him in the best spot to succeed. And the one big difference is he's got a tailor-made defense in Denver.
That's true.
He didn't have that when he came here with the Saints in 06. He did not have that. Now, he did have a really good running game here because he had Deuce and Reggie Bush right off the bat. Doesn't quite have that type running game with the Broncos. But I think he'll make it work. And you'll see him start to kind of also get under the nerves of other teams in that division.
I love it.
He's already done it.
I love it.
I'm pulling for the Eagles. I'm not pulling for anybody in our division. And so he's already kind of picked a fight already with the Chiefs.
I love it. Mike D. Hey, enjoy the Super Bowl, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
At Mike Dettillier. On Twitter, the man is everywhere. WWL Radio TV New Orleans. Mike D joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. It was powered by SoundComAV.com, Sound and Communications. The top quality audiovisual leading edge company in Mississippi with churches, businesses, and sports facilities. If you want top quality audiovisual, Sound and Communications.